Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be thy kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our conscience, Almighty God, by your daily visitation, that your Son, Jesus Christ, at his coming, may find in us a mansion prepared for himself, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Micah. You, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Just like a flock. reading from the letter to the Hebrews. When Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "See, God, I have come to do your will, O God. In the scroll of the book it is written of me." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings. These are offered according to the law." Then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good morning.
Morning.
It is very good to be back. It's always good to come back home, but also to see new faces, to see some old faces that have grown up. Man, I'm getting old. But again, I'm filled with gratitude and thanksgiving to be back with you. Micah was a prophet who served Israel in very difficult times. That once proud nation had been torn in two, and what was left was two competing kingdoms. Both were threatened by enemies externally, especially the menacing Assyrian Empire. Internally, they were plagued with corruption and injustice. It was in that environment that the prophet delivered a very harsh warning about God's judgment and the eventual destruction of both kingdoms. The problem was simply they had forgotten God, abandoned God, and forsaken God's covenant. But the portion of the Hebrew Scriptures we read this morning was in the midst of that turmoil. Micah was still able to foresee the appearance of God's anointed coming out of obscurity from a small village called Bethlehem. He described that appearance with imagery of a shepherd leading a flock, bringing the return of kindred who had been scattered so that they might live in peace and security. It seems that God always finds a way to make room for hope. In Psalm 80, we find a communal lament. The people of God are mourning some great calamity that has befallen them, probably a military defeat. They were despised by their neighbors and scorned by their enemies. Their suffering had become so great that tears seemed to be their only bread and drink. It sounds almost like a fulfillment of Micah's prophecy. But as with that prophet, the psalmist continues to see God as the shepherd of Israel and brings to mind God's past mercy and care. Despite the dire circumstances, there is hope for restoration with the coming light of God's presence. The response to that coming is always mixed. Some are skeptical and continue in their old way of life. Others are afraid. Still others somehow respond with awe and reverence. They see it with a different mind. Although we don't have very many details about Mary's visit to Elizabeth, we can see from the text how they responded to the miraculous events that were unfolding in their lives. I think that response included a renewed sense of hope. Even though they were living in difficult times, the hope in God was in the collective DNA of their people. Elizabeth gives voice to it first. She doesn't know exactly how everything is going to play out. However, she can see her life in light of the much larger purposes of God. The light of God's presence has come into the world, and she is near the center of it. She says, "The mother of my Lord, the shepherd of Israel, has come. Why has this happened to me?" The words attributed to Mary echo that same theme. The lowly and forgotten are now the blessed. God has truly done great things, showing mercy to those who live with reverence, but also in scattering the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones while exalting the lowly, and filling up the hungry with good things and abandoning the arrogant to their wealth. God remembers the despised and forsaken and comes to their aid. We should be clear about what the words of Mary's song are pointing toward. It's not a seasonal shower of good feelings that pass along after a few days. These beautiful words point to a fervent and radical hope. It's an amazing vision. But you might be wondering if this has anything to do with the world we live in. I can't remember a time in all my days when the world was in greater need of hope. So many people have become cynical and skeptical that meaningful change is even possible. Some have lost hope completely, and we see that in this epidemic of violence, hatred, and addiction. So what do we do? Where is hope to come from? I thought about that a lot, and I was reminded this morning, because the life of God is palpable in this place, I've been reminded of so many people that I have known over the years, and I have often wondered, how do you keep going? How do you avoid burnout? How do you keep going and not give up? I think the answer is that these people who sustain what one writer called a long obedience in the same direction, those folks are those who are able to connect with the life of God within them, who prepare for that daily visitation that we heard about earlier. They nurture that life of God not only through prayer and reflection, but through little acts of mercy and kindness. The life of God within us gives birth to hope, not only in our lives, but in the world around us. It challenges and transforms. So I would leave this with you today. It is my prayer, my fervent prayer, for the sake of the world, not only for ourselves, but for the sake of the world, that we will go forth from this place, not only to live in the world as people of faith, but also as people of hope. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please stand with me and let us share our faith together by reciting the Nicene Creed found on page 10 of your bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and a life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons. We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
Let there be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest. We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others, especially those on our prayer list. Margaret, Steve, Nicole,
Courtney and JR, Blair, John and Joan, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Ryan and Haley, Teddy, Richard, Regina, Irene, Jim, Michael, Laura, Baylor, Shay, Ed and Pat, Alberta, Tom, Jane, Tony, Zach, Chuck and Betsy, Michael, Clara, Georgina, Joycey, Sarah, Bill, Martha, Shane, Judy, Jean, Richard,
Send your spirit upon this congregation and its leaders to call a new rector and prepare our hearts to receive this person.
Lord,
turn us unto your ways, O God, and grant us courage to encounter new paths.
Lord,
turn us unto your ways and make us lovers of all, opening our arms to embrace our neighbor's need.
Lord,
we pray for the members of our armed forces.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor again. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Loved us and gave himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God. Thank you. with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because you sent your beloved Son to redeem us from sin and death and to make us heirs in him of everlasting life, that when he shall come again in power and great triumph to judge the world, we may without shame or fear rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. To you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection.
We await his coming glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ and bring us to that heavenly country where with Mary and all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Body and blood.
Mm-hmm.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food and accepted of its body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Christ our Lord. Amen. May the spirit of the dance be with you. May the spirit of awakening touch you, that you in turn may touch one another in your celebrations, in your woundedness, in your going out and your return. May the spirit of discovering find you, that you in turn may find one another in your listening and remembering, in your brokenness and in your connection. May the spirit of creating fashion you, that you in turn may fashion one another in sensitivity and in gentleness, in artistry and awe. May the spirit of dwelling quiet you, that you in turn may be quiet resting places for one another in the desert and the garden, in this city and at home and even here at church. May the spirit of nourishing feed you, that you in turn may feed one another in your hungers and your yearnings, in your neediness and your losses. May the spirit of traditioning inspire you, that you in turn may inspire one another as lovers and teachers, as mentors and models. May the spirit of transforming recreate you, that you in turn may give new life to one another and to all of God's creatures and to the earth itself. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you forever. Amen. Go out into the world in the name of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah.